Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein here, and today I'm going to share with you one of the signs of Allah. The first verse of Surah 96, Surah Alaq, it says, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Now, according to our Mufassirin, this verse is actually the first verse revealed to our Holy Prophet. When he went to the Mount Hira, Angel Jibril came down to him, and this was the first time he revealed Wahi, or we call it Revelation. Angel Jibril said to our Holy Prophet, he said, read. Now our Holy Prophet, he was astonished. He was surprised. Why? Because he had never read before or written. He was called the Ummi Prophet, the unversed one or the illiterate one. So he was really astonished and scared. He was frightened. What should I do? Angel Jibril a second time told him, read. He was astonished again. He was overwhelmed. The third time he said, read again. That time the prophet was shaking. He was trembling because this never had happened to him before. Angel Jibril then left the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet went to his wife, Lady Khadija, and he told her what had happened to him on the Mount Hira. She told him, don't worry, my husband. Don't worry. Angel Jibril only brings good news to you. Why? Because you are truthful, you give zakat, and you have relations with your friends and family. Now this tafsir has been narrated by the great philosopher Allama Tabatabai in one of the best works that we have ever witnessed, called Al-Mizan. Now let's examine the verse. Iqra, it's a command. From who? The great Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling the Holy Prophet to read. Read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord, the Creator, or the one who created everything. Now, the word here, Rabb, has been used. It shows Allah's lordship, or we say, rububiyat. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created everything and He controls everything. Now this lordship or rububiyat, it negates the thought of our Christian brothers and sisters who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had a son. Or the polytheists who say that, okay, they accept that God created everything, but their idols control everything. This negates that fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, the Creator, and the one who controls everything. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord. We said that the Prophet was known as Ummi, or the one who did not read or write. Now, does that mean that the Holy Prophet was illiterate? No, definitely not. He is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He's the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he never read or wrote. That is because he was connected to the source, the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he got direct revelation from. And it also proves to us that if he read or wrote, people would not accept what he said, because maybe they will say that what he's saying is from his own personal opinions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want his best creation, the last messenger of mankind, to have any doubts in the minds of people. And don't forget, keep reading wherever you are.